Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. In order to get the overload of the rescue service at the Berlin Fire Department under control, ambulances will no longer be sent to lighter cases. According to the Berlin Police Union, or the GDP, a number of codes were adjusted on Monday in the emergency call acceptance system so that more missions can be handed over to the Public Health Insurance Association. This has long been demanded by employees, staff council, and unions. The codes are a part of a standardized computer system that is queried for 112 emergency calls. It provides employees with standardized key questions, which are then used as a basis for dispatching emergency services. However, this has also resulted in many calls for minor cases and led to criticism because the rescue service was constantly in a state of emergency, and in some cases, there were no available ambulances. According to RBB, the fire department has changed the corresponding computer program over the last 3 days in such a way that the control center sends out fewer or no emergency services at all in certain cases when it has been shown in the past that they would not be necessary. The fire department told RBB that this does not worsen the response. Most recently, Interior Senator Spranger had increased the pressure on the fire department management and appointed a steering group to quickly develop proposals for improvement. The fire department management had already set up its own task force last fall to work out improvements for the overburdened rescue service. However, the results were not sufficient for the Interior Administration. The GDP expressed relief that movement is coming to the tense situation at the service, and spokesman Benjamin Yendro stated, quote, "The code adjustments make absolute sense because we are talking about a great many cases here that were previously dispatched with an ambulance without it really being needed," unquote. He added that it was unfortunate, however, that it took a permanent state of emergency for that to happen. Die Grünen are calling for the state to be given more legal powers to crack down on waste in the event of a water shortage. Environmental policy spokesman Benedikt Lux told the newspaper Taz that the party wants to be able to ban things like watering one's lawn, washing a car, or filling one's pool in emergency situations. Currently, Berlin can only appeal to consumers. Unlike other German states, Berlin does not have the legal authority to order rationing. According to Lux, the aim is to curb unnecessary water consumption, pointing out that Berlin didn't have to worry about water shortages until a few years ago. In the meantime, however, water levels are seen to be falling in the long term, and water consumption in Berlin has been increasing for several years. Lux also called for more commitment at the state level in the fight against water poverty, for example, to unsealing areas or creating water cycles where shower water is used again for flushing toilets, green facades, and roofing. The environmental policy spokesman for the FDP, Felix Reifschneider, signaled his group's approval of rationing the scarce commodity of water if necessary. The AfD, on the other hand, reacted negatively to the considerations. Their consumer policy spokesman, Mark Vallendar, called the proposal, quote, "typical of the Green Prohibition Party," unquote. Instead, the AfD favors appeals to save water and price increases. The Alexander Tower in Mitte, which is currently under construction, is supposed to be Berlin's first real skyscraper with apartments and commercial space on 35 floors in a building about 150 meters high. But in the meantime, clouds are gathering over the project because of significant construction delays. Berlin's finance senator Daniel Wessner is now even considering buying back the property. The financial administration confirmed this on Monday, and according to a spokesperson, the investor has not reached contractually agreed milestones. Wessner told RBB that the contract concluded between the investor and the responsible Berliner Immobilienmanagement, or BIM, not only regulates a possible reversal, but also a clear right of purchase for the state of Berlin. This applies if the investor fails to meet agreed deadlines and milestones through his own fault. A purchase of the land by the state would have to take place at the market value of 2019. The company behind the project is the Monarch Group. At the end of 2019, Monarch CEO Sergei Ambartsamyan and the then mayor Michael Mueller had laid the foundation stone for the tower, but not much can be seen yet. The originally planned completion date of September 2023, therefore, can no longer be met. Attorney Detlev Stucker, who legally represents the project developer, admitted the delays and said that 2024 is now realistic. Monarch has a variety of explanations for the delays in the high-rise project at Alexanderplatz. For one, elaborate expert opinions had to be prepared to prove that the Grünerstrasse tunnel would not be damaged by the civil engineering work. And there had also been delivery problems with the construction materials, and the investor was struggling with financial problems because of the sanctions imposed on Russia. The company behind this project is Armenian, but the Monarch Group also earns its money in Russia. According to information from the Morgan Post, delays were also caused by the long search for a general contractor. Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier wants to set a good example in saving electricity in the face of looming energy shortages. Now, his official residence in Berlin, Schloss Bellevue, is no longer illuminated at night, except for special occasions such as state visits. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.